AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The U.S. is condemning the purported killing of 21 Egyptians by militants in Libya affiliated with the Islamic State group as despicable and cowardly. The group released a video purporting to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports.
The Egyptian government and the Coptic Church here are treating it as authentic. The Egyptian government has declared a 7-day mourning period.
The slain gunman suspected in the deadly Copenhagen attacks was a 22-year-old Danish man with a history of violence. Authorities say he may have been inspired by Islamic terrorists and possibly the massacre in Paris last month. Speaking at the French embassy in Denmark, the Danish defense secretary spoke of the solidarity with the French after the Paris attacks.
Flowers were placed in front of this embassy. Today, you have come on behalf of the French people, and you have laid flowers here in Copenhagen, and we welcome you and we appreciate you.
While the Senate just confirmed the president's choice to be defense secretary, another key nomination continues to await action.
The Senate is off this coming week, and Democrats are very unhappy that Loretta Lynch's nomination to be attorney general still has not been reported out of the Judiciary Committee. The panel's top Democrat, Senator Patrick Leahy, complained it's a double standard.
Her nomination has been pending longer than any modern attorney general nominee.
Chairman Charles Grassley countered that it's simply a case of getting more information.
I expect Ms. Lynch will answer our follow-up question by next week.
Lynch was nominated more than 3 months ago. The committee's expected to vote on her nomination when the Senate returns from its break. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The NBA's All-Star Game is taking place in New York City. This is AP Radio News. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is in New York City this week.
This year, a Portuguese water dog and an Old English sheepdog are the top contenders for Best in Show, which will be picked Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Leading up to that, you can also watch all 192 breeds judged on TV or on the Westminster app, where viewers can switch between the 9 judging rings to see all 58 golden retrievers. There's no commentary, only dogs. It's a long way from the first Westminster show in 1877. That was the year after Alexander Graham Bell was credited with inventing the telephone. Julie Walker, New York.
New York Fashion Week continued this weekend. There were shows by Victoria Beckham, Public School, Joseph Altuzarra, and Banana Republic, which made its debut at the event, presenting its first full-fledged men's and women's collection. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.